Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue. To get on the bus takes me to you.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, an organization that I've been telling you about now for almost 18 years and encouraging you to support them to go to their website, see the things that they're doing. Her chief economist, Ray Keating, was just on the show last week. That'll tell you how important I think their work is. So follow them and support them, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Karen, there's a bunch of stuff you're going toe-to-toe all the time up there with especially this anti-business administration. Karen, I've had to take the gloves off more than ever before. I really have a hard time referring to the Obama administration anymore without calling it the anti-business administration, and it's true, isn't it?
Well, the proof, Jim, you're correct. The proof is in the pudding, and the number of regulations and the scale and impact of those regulations is unprecedented. And not only when President Obama, first started in his administration, but up until this very day, his administration continues to push out regulations, and he continues to push out executive orders, which then lead to regulatory actions. So, yeah, at this point in time, Jim, we are just really going, toe-to-toe, with the regulatory agencies on a host of things at the Department of Labor, at the EPA, really across the board, the FTB, the alphabet soup of regulatory agencies, because there's so many things going on that impact the workplace in terms of the independence that small businesses have to govern their workforce, to access capital, to turn on their lights and operate their vehicles. It is amazing. And so it's pretty tough, Jim, and as you know.
Well, it is using executive orders and the extension of organizations like the EPA, like the NLRB, to do his end runs around not only Congress but, Karen, the Constitution.
Right. Yeah, and Jim, that's the point. Is they've already been several of these regulations that have been litigated in the court.
And he loses most of the time, doesn't he?
He does. But who else loses? Those businesses and the economy
in the meantime,
and the people who have lost their jobs. And
when they do something, by the time it gets litigated and he loses, he's already wreaked a lot of mayhem across the marketplace, mostly on Main Street.
Right. And the state, what's at stake in some of these larger regulations is huge in terms of, the scope of their impact. So, a lot of the things, for example, that the EPA is doing on the Clean Power Plan or the ozone regulation, certainly a lot of things that are happening.
You know about the ozone issue. Why should the average small business owner care about that?
Well, Jim, on October 1st, the EPA is set to basically reveal its new standards on ozone, which pretty much dictates how many parts per billion. How clean, basically, the air has to be, based on ozone, which is one criteria pollutant. And over the years, the ozone standard has continued to go down and down and down. Recently, in 2008, they lowered the ozone standard down to 75 parts per billion, and now they want to bring it down anywhere in the 60 to 65 range, maybe 70 range. The fact of the matter is just the air has never been cleaner. People believe that. And if you try to squeeze more to lower these ozone standards, it's not technically possible. Plus, you have all these other factors that lead to lots of ozone, which would throw areas of the country to non-attainment. And let me say that in the 65 part per billion range, most of the country would be in non-attainment. Businesses would pay more in energy. Governments would have to give the EPA sort of what is called implementation plans for reaching attainment, which means that the EPA would dictate permits, business permits. It would dictate economic activity. Local governments would not be able, you wouldn't be able to expand or have new businesses come into your area because they produce ozone.
That's right.
In addition, Jim, some of our pristine, this is how restrictive these standards would be. Some of our national parks would not be able to meet these standards.
Wow.
Yellowstone and others. Plus, you have areas of
the country. Because of the geysers, yeah.
Because of that, but also because of, you know, ozone doesn't stand still. It moves, right? So there's areas of the country, for example, we put out six studies in states. The Virginia area is a good example, where Northern Virginia and Washington area is not responsible for most of its ozone. It's all the cars that traffic up and down the East Coast corridor along 95, around commuters around the Washington, D.C. area. There's nothing that they can do from a local government perspective other than
onus is being put on the businesses. And not one word, Karen, about the fact that between with a joint effort between government and business, we have an emissions level that meets the 1997 Kyoto Accords, which takes emissions below 1990 levels.
The air has never been cleaner.
When they've quadrupled the economy.
When they've lowered ozone, they've done it over a long period of time. They just did it. Listen, the 2008 standards are still being implemented.
Yeah.
And they want to throw another hammer on.
This is the anti-business stuff, folks. That you don't see a lot in the paper. It's a creeping kind of a thing. There are other issues, folks, and we're going to let Karen explain those to us after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.